This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Dov, also l'schus kol chayim Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzaro v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. We're talking about people from an Ir HaNidachas and what happens and how everything needs to be burned. We're going to talk more about how that plays out. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, "Ves kol shalala tikboitz el toich ruchayva." You're supposed to take all of the items that belong to the city. We're going to use the word shalal, which sounds like booty, the things that when a army conquers another country, they take back with them the loot. All the loot that belongs to that city goes, in other words, things that belong to the city, go into you're supposed to gather it together into the square of the city, al-Rechayva, to the square. So, im ein la-Rechayv, what happens if it does not have a town square? Some towns do not have a town square. Oisin la-Rechayv, they make a specific place to be a town square for that city. What happened if somehow or another outside of the city limits was really where the town square was? So then you go ahead and you extend the walls of the city so that they enclose the town square. You extend it so that it is enclosed inside of it. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'sarafta be'esh, you should burn in fire, es ha'ir ves kol shlala, the city and all of its loot, all of its booty, kol Hashem, all burnt for the kol Hashem alekecha, all burnt for Hashem, for the Eibishter. So now we're going to learn another limud out of that pasuk. Shlala, its booty, its loot, v'loy shlal shamayim, and not something that belongs to the Eibishter, meaning that it shouldn't be hekdesh of any sort. Mekan amru, that's from where we learn, ha-hekdesh sheba, things that belong to hekdesh, it really belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, but it hasn't been brought yet. Yipadu, they have to be changed over for money, so that you could burn that item and bring the money to the Beis HaMikdash. Who truma is, anything that's truma, your kavu should rot. Maser sheni v'kisvei hakodesh, and maser sheni and any kind of written sifrei Torah or Tanakh or any of those kind of things, kisvei hakodesh, yigonezu, have to be put away, cannot be used. Kol Hashem alekecha, everything goes to the Eibishter, everything gets burnt for the Eibishter. Amar Reb Shimon says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter is telling us, im atem oisin din be'ir anidachas, if you do the right thing with an ir anidachas, and you burn everything, mala ani alechem, I will consider it on you, kilu atem malan oila v'chol, oila kol lefonai, that you've brought a carbon oila completely for me. V'hoysa tel oilam, the next pasuk says that it shall be forever a pile, a hill, a pile, loisi bona oid, it should not be built again. Loisei ase, you cannot build anything from it. It has to stay a hill that nothing is a ruin, that nothing gets done on it. Afilu ganois upardesim, even making something else out of it, like gardens and orchards for people to be able to walk through or enjoy, that's also not allowed. You're not allowed to make any kind of playgrounds or anything out of it. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili, or any kind of parks out of it. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that's what Rabbi Yosi Haglili says. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Lo si bona oid, it shall not be built again, l'kmoi shehoisa eina nivnes. You're only not allowed to build back to what it used to be. Aval, however, nasais hi ganes upradesim. It's allowed to be made into parks, gardens and orchards. Now, there's also another pasuk that says that no one's allowed to walk away with anything. No one's allowed to steal anything from that pile and keep it for themselves. V'lo yidbak biyodcha me'umim menacherim. Nothing from this cherim, from this thing that needs to be destroyed, should be stuck to your hands. Meaning, you shouldn't have sticky hands and walk away with anything. No one should keep anything from it. It all needs to be burned. Chekol's man, why? Because anything that's left over from the Rishoyim means that there's the evil legacy of that Rasha is still staying around. Chekol's man sharashoyim ba'olam, as long as there are the Rishoyim are still in the world and is represented as represented by their items, charoin af ba'olam, the Eibishter's anger is still on the world. Of the Rishoyim in ha'olam, the evil people, the wicked people, are taken away from this world. Nestalak charoin af min ha'olam, the anger of the Eibishter is taken away from the world. Yashar koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.